Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, June the 2nd, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in all over the globe. Glad to have you here, and glad everybody could be back. We're going to have a good call tonight, I know, and I'm looking forward to it, as I hope you guys are. But before we get going too far, we always pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another exhilarating teaching from God's Word. So we just thank you for everything that you're doing. Let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you that you are the God of yes and amen. And you are there for us. You've got us. And once we have you, you never leave us. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. And it's kind of like no one can snatch us out of your hand. And that's a beautiful analogy. Well, thank you for everything you've done for us to get us to this point. Thank you for the blessing, which is very soon to come. And thank you for all that you've done and will continue to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is going to be a good time. And Bob and I and the whole Big Call universe look forward to the teaching that you brought us.
Pretty fun. I mean, I think we're going to look back at, I'm going to look back at these days and think about how my mother used to read to me as a child and what it meant to me and hopefully how nourishing it is to everybody on the call. Rediscover the forgotten you. Our God knows your disappointments, your mistakes, all that you've lost and hidden. And he's coming to restore the real you and love you back into wholeness. Life has a way of changing us. At one time, we were outgoing, excited about our dreams, grateful for our family. We saw the best in people, excelled at work, were positive and hopeful. Then, life happens. We go through a disappointment, and we lose a little joy. We make mistakes, and we lose a little sense of value. People do us wrong, and we lose a little passion. Our dream doesn't work out, and we lose a little confidence. One day, we look up and wonder where that other person went. A man recently said to me, "I've lost myself. I used to be so passionate, so caring, but I don't know what happened. I don't even recognize who I am." He'd been through a loss. Things hadn't turned out the way he thought. Now he felt as though he was a fraction of the person he had been. But God didn't create you to start off excited about life, joyful, believing for your dreams, and then end up defeated, insecure, and lonely. That's life trying to change who you are. You may have lost yourself, but the good news is you can find yourself. You can go back to who God made you to be. The real you is still there. The joyful you, the passionate you, the confident you, the victorious you. One reason Jesus came to recover what was lost, to restore what was stolen, to heal what was broken, to give you beauty for ashes and joy for mourning. What you've lost is coming back. God is about to do a new thing. He's not going to leave you in a deficit. He's seen what you've been through, and he's going to make up for it. He's going to breathe on you with new life, new passion, new opportunities, and new vision. You haven't seen the best version of you yet. It's still in front of you. But there's something you have to do. You can't sit on the sidelines feeling sorry for yourself, thinking you're washed up. I've made so many mistakes. Why did those people do me wrong? As long as you have a defeated mentality, you're going to get stuck where you are. You have to get back in the game, stir up your faith, start believing again, start dreaming again, and start hoping again. Then act executing on what God has given you. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue, that was a really good one. I like that a
was
lot.
That good?
I think it was great. Yeah, it gives us hope, and it gives us something to shoot for. Because what I heard, like in the beginning of the teaching as you were reading it, were what was happening to compromise yourself, the person in this teaching, was all outside of them. It was outside influences.
Yeah.
Right, Sue?
Yeah.
It was outer, affecting the inner. Outside influences. This friend, this teacher that said you would never amount to anything. This, parent that didn't give you what you needed growing up. This, you know what I mean? You can just go, this boss.
Yeah.
Who didn't appreciate the work that you were doing or the potential in that job. This scenario. I mean, it's all outside influences. And then the teaching came around and talked about life. And the whole time I was thinking, this is what life does to you. This is what life does or can do to you. And I thought, we don't need that. And I thought, who are the people that are telling you things about yourself that end up not really being true? They're dream stealers. They're people that take the very dreams out of you and try to take the hope. And people are so funny about how they tend to bring people down instead of lift people up due to jealousy, envy, those things mainly. All we have to do is take a look at this and say, you know what? This teaching is really good. I like what it says. And we have to do something to make sure that these things don't interfere with us. We have to put up some boundaries. We have to put up some things to say, I'm not going to let other people influence me to the extent that they used to at all. It's kind of like I used to kid and say, we don't care what other people do. In other words, really just receive the blessing that is coming. Receive what God wants for you to be, who God sees you as. Because remember, God sees us as forgiven. He sees us as perfect as his only begotten Son, Jesus. He doesn't ascribe any sin that we've had to us. This is predicated on the fact that we've accepted what Jesus did for us on the cross with his death, burial, and resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15. And it's like, when we get through that and realize this is not dependent upon the global currency reset. What we're saying is not dependent on the med beds. However, we know that that is in our near future. And when we come out of the redemption centers and when we come out of the med bed centers, you're looking at a new life 2.0. And what are you going to do with it? It's a restart. It's your own personal restart. And if you used to be passionate about something, you can get passionate again anytime now. If you have the heart to do certain things and a love for things, and this is an opportunity for a complete do-over. Or as we say in golf, a mulligan. That's kind of what it is. This is getting a free restart. And I think the teaching was really good, and you brought out a lot of cool concepts in there, Sue, that really make good sense. I think the more we can just go inside and pick up what the Holy Spirit says we are and says who we are, and then we go from that point on and we just go with God. And that way we're not going to be compromised by what other people think or other people tell you is their reality. It doesn't have to be your reality. Your reality is what you decide it is, or what God tells you that it is, and you receive it. You know, that's how I look at this teaching. I thought it was really good.
No, that's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. Bob, did you see this teaching in a new light? Did you see it in something that you can use?
Absolutely. You know, I don't know about you guys, but it feels like a really long time since we've been on the call. Like,
yeah.
Thursday,
you mean like
was a long
15 years?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I mean, since last Thursday, it seems like
last Thursday was
a long time ago, and we're like coming on to the call after many months of not being on the call. But it's not. It just happened. But somehow it feels that way to me tonight. And and I think what brought that about was I was thinking once again how incredibly wonderful these teachings are, and what a great opportunity it is for everybody listening to reflect.
That's right.
And when I started thinking that, I was like, well, you should be able to do this all the time. Right, not just on Tuesday and Thursday. And so it made it seem like it's been a long time since I really took the time to just relax and listen to a beautiful teaching and reflect. And I was thinking that a lot of it's from having too many tasks and things to do. And it can really block our potential if that's the way things kind of drift into. And what makes it worse is if we have emotional blocks, things that we think are blocking us, and they're emotional issues. And the good news is that nothing's actually blocking us. But if we think it is, or we feel like it is, then it actually is. But the default that people will do is they'll avoid these emotional blocks and try to bury them or ignore them, somehow get around them, instead of sitting with the emotion and actually feeling it and choosing not to suppress it. Really sit and ask the question, where is it? Where in my body is this emotion that I've been trying to avoid all these years? And is it moving? If I focus on it, you know, does it move from my chest down towards my feet? And what color is it? And, you know, and describe out loud to yourself how it actually feels, as opposed to, oh, gee, here comes a feeling that is not joyful, and so I've got to go into ignore, you know, and suppression mode. But if instead you just allow it to be there and notice that you can accept it because it's part of your humanness, and don't try to fight it and don't try to avoid it, but really become engaged, fully engaged as a human, noticing what your emotions become. More the observer of these emotions, but not so far distant that you're just looking at it, because then you won't really feel it. So you need to become the observer and the observed observed at the same time. And as you do, and you can start to get past some of these things that you thought were blocking you, then you can go into focus, and this is what the teaching, and you were saying, Bruce, go into a new state of mind, which is a creative power, like really concentrate on your creative power, which is ultimately a spiritual power, and allow yourself to feel another emotion, which is always there, which is divine inspiration. And that's always there, but you can only feel it if you have attended to other emotions that might be blocking it. Yeah. get rid of the blocks and tap into it. And and then you yourself, like God, will have this expectant spirit. And you'll understand about the undeniable favor that you are constantly under. And at that point, with that full feeling and realization, if you focus on expansion, expansion of your heart, your soul, your ability to love, then you can really accomplish what's being encouraged in the teaching.
That's beautiful. That's great, I love the way you wrap it up. Thank you.
Me too. Well said, Bob. Well said. Enjoyed that very much. Sue, this is really a very good teaching. I think that everybody can benefit from. We can all see how that could have happened to some of us in our lives. We could have lost confidence, lost our raison d'être, you know, anything that people basically have influenced us to the point of taking it from us. So how do you see this teaching for yourself?
So much to... The big word for the night is integration. So remember, the title of the teaching is called Rediscover the Forgotten You. And what I loved about the teaching was that it basically spoke to the process that the world has gone through, and literally the, you know, think about the things that people have done to you, like what we're all aware of as the world, the powers outside of yourself, the powers that were. I was really reflecting on how people were going to be thinking, you know, my family did this, my friend did this, or this did this. And reframing that, and reframing it so that, number one, the most important, and you're going to hear this in my segment tonight, the most important thing is not to spiritually bypass it. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. You have to sit with, I'm feeling off today. Or I'm feeling like I have too much in my head today. That is the power of your awareness in Christ. And when you love what you're noticing and not stuffing it down or suppressing it or, you know, running away from it or escaping it, and this is a very big deal for people in relationships because people tend to avoid what is uncomfortable. They avoid it. And it's easy to say, okay, I don't want to have anybody stealing my, this is what they did to me. Listen. But you want to kind of sit and love what is coming up. And then, like Bob said, bringing that awareness into how does Christ want me to recreate this? How do I recreate it? Which is what this teaching was all about. You've got to shake it off. You've got to say, okay, this is my body and my mind and my spirit having this reaction. Could it be coming from something that I've stored and has been suppressed? And how do I remember my original identity, which is in Christ, so that I realize that, okay, something's been stored in me, something's coming up in me, but I'm not this, I'm not controlled by the outside world. I'm a powerful light in Christ. I have all the power in the universe available to me. The kingdom of God is within me. And when you do that, and love, that, as Bob said, he's probably sitting in his space and going, God, this is a busy day. And now I get to contemplate and move into the deeper realization of How do I really want to live my life? How do I want to design this going forward to the most beautiful experience inside myself and outside myself? Did you hear what I just said? The most beautiful experience inside myself and outside myself can meet. That is where I think we are. And it's not going to be about people that, you know, want to give you things and say, okay, here's this outer thing that's going to be cool. It's going to be about, is this going to give me the experience of what I want to experience in a way that's meaningful to me? And to me, that's the transition we're all in. Rediscovering the forgotten experience of life we want to have. And I thought your comments were really good, Bruce. So
thank you, Sue. I appreciate you. And I think the teaching itself was extremely valuable for us to take a look at and consider our own individual reset in it.
Yep.
So thank you for it. Yep. Really good. Bob's comments, right on the money. I like it. All right, let's do this. Let's move into prayer and praise. And I have a prayer request I'm going to say while you're looking those up, Sue. Let me
thank
go ahead
you.
And make this prayer request, okay? All
right. Yep.
Okay, somebody that we know and love in Big Call Universe that Sue knows from the pod and I know has a friend, I believe her name was Sandra and Sandy, and Sandy is the one who had the stroke this evening. We think it was in late afternoon or evening. And so we're just going to pray right now for her complete and total restoration. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Sandy and the fact that she had this stroke. We did not understand or understand why it happened or anything that preceded it, but we're going to speak your healing over her. Let her be completely healed, totally restored, with nil effect from the stroke, that she could come through this and be 100% totally restored and let out to go home as soon as possible. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right.
That's good, Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue.
Shall I continue?
Yes, when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have a few prayer requests. I'm requesting that the Global Prosperity give us a monthly payment of £528, please God. There should be no heart in my family accounts, whatever that means. I cover
what?
Them
whoa, whoa,
from
whoa,
the blood.
Sue.
Heart.
Was
heart,
this pound? Pound 528? Yeah. Was it pound?
Yeah.
528
yeah.
British pounds?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading it verbatim. And I don't know what no heart in my family account. I don't know what that means. But that's okay. Kanini, and her name is Kanini. So we're praying for Kanini. We're praying, obviously, she's not in the U.S., I would imagine. And we're praying for all the people, the global gift of prosperity, the global liquidity that will, like beautiful living water, remove the burden, the pressure, the scarcity, the striving, all the patterns that were created by survival. We're seeing that for Kanini. We're seeing everybody receiving this blessing in this now moment. We're all seeing it. We're seeing Christ just pouring it down over the entire earth and feeling all the hearts, even the animals' hearts, that know that they're going to be cared for, the waters, the land, the earth, the medicines, everything that will bring renewal in Jesus' name and say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's Julie. Huh. The praise is that $500 personal loan plus exorbitant interest has been erased from my credit union account on 5/30/26. That's pretty exciting. The prayer request is the credit.
Yeah.
She, in other words, she had $500 cleared from her credit union loan. Now here comes the prayer request. The prayer request is that the credit union would replace the $500 funds ATM theft.
It wasn't a loan. It was funds that were taken out, Sue. These were funds that were removed from her credit union balance in her checking account. I'm familiar with this problem because I've heard it from another individual that happened.
Okay.
So
the
continue
prayer request
on,
is the credit union would replace the $500 funds by an unknown individual 1 year ago that I took the loan out to pay the bills. So far, they refuse responsibility and their liability. Why don't you pray on that? It's confusing.
Let me pray on that because, yes. Okay. Do we have a name, a first name on that, Sue?
On this one? Hold on. Julie.
Oh, that's right. You said Julie. Okay. Heavenly Father, this is a situation that we've seen some screwy things happen with credit union accounts. And I think I understood what happened with Julie's account, but I'm not absolutely sure. It appears that she needs the $500 that she had in her credit union account restored and replaced. But sometimes the credit unions are not set up to do that properly. And so we're just asking that you would restore Julie's account to whatever balance it needs to be. And other people who had similar things happen where their credit union balances were wiped out due to various reasons, that you would restore those funds to those accounts, Julie's and other people who may have experienced similar problems. We thank you for the restoration of these funds. We thank you that Julie is restored and made whole in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue, for that.
Here we go. Praise be to God. New month, new day, new beginnings. Happy June, everyone. You go, Genia. CG, even though I can just feel her feeling me right now. Praise be to God. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a new way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19. May this month bring you renewal, hope, fresh beginnings, peace, RV blessings, and med bed appointments. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Isaiah 30:18. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand everything. Proverbs 28:5. Since wealth is the only thing that can cure poverty, you might think that the left would be as obsessed with the creation of wealth as they are with redistribution of wealth, but you would be wrong. Thomas Sowell. When you want to help people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. Thomas Sowell. We pray we get the RV 800 very soon and be great stewards with the special blessing and the med beds rolling out for all the 48 SIM 4B ZIM holders ASAP. Wishing everyone a blessed week. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. That's good. That's good. What was it Jeannie said toward the end of her prayer about ZIM? Sue, I kind of thought I
I'm hoping that everybody in 4B gets the Zim. Everybody gets going on the Zim. That's what it was.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Well, we've had a fun start to the call, Sue.
I know.
Between prayer requests and things happening and good teaching and our comments. It seems like a lot of time does go by sometimes between last Thursday and tonight. I mean, it's 5 days between Thursday and Tuesday. So
it is,
I kind of get what Bob was saying about it seeming like a long period of time. So, Sue, this is interesting. Let's see where you are, and let's see how things are going from your perspective, and are people taking advantage of the offering that you had, the last offering?
Yeah.
And anything else that you'd like us to know about?
Well, it's a pretty cool, we have an interesting desk here because I went to FedEx to get something printed and the man was complaining about all his emails. And I said, take a look at this. And he goes, no. He goes, no way. We just get a lot of emails. But here's the really fun part, Bruce, is he just said, I'd never do that. I said, well, it's you get a really wonderful macro bird's view of everything. And so we're in the process of going through this class, which is really phenomenal, called Nobody Showed Me This, The Dirt Dive. And a dirt dive is when you, the SEALs do this and lots of kind of advanced preparation units do it, is when you look at something before it happens, so that you have what is called preeminent wisdom. It's kind of like preventative wisdom. And so we're having a lot of fun with that class, and it's going great, and we're going to have our next class tomorrow. And so we're always looking at, like, what are these emails saying to us? What is the pattern? What are we seeing? Because our entire goal on the big call is to get people ready, to get people so that they are equipped to design a new life, not the old survival life, not the life that, you know, you've known and was kind of like told to you, this is how you lead a wealthy life, but a life that is filled with joy, that's got you working on a project, but you're in balance with the project. Mm-hmm. When you're, you know, connected, and one of the things that the big call does, and, you know, you gave me, I'll be hired to read every other day and just get people into a deeper place in community so they're contemplating things. But one of the things that we do is we come together to do something that's really exciting, and you don't know this yet. So for this call, I have these sound scientists that send me music, and he sent me something at about 4 o'clock yesterday, and he said, oh my God, you've got to listen to this. And this is in every call we have. I'm going to be giving you a new offer tonight.
You and mind saying on every class you have, Sue, so they don't misunderstand?
Yes, every class. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Bruce. In every class we have, we use music as medicine, and we do what is called a neuroplasticity in Christ meditation. And so we played this music, and so you're always going to get music in one of our classes and a meditation in our class. And it turns out, he's like, how did you come up with the name Integrated Minds? Do you know what is the hottest new topic in neuroscience? It's called network neuroscience. And the reason why what happens with Bob when he gets to this call, you when you got to this call, when, you know, you're listening to this segment maybe, is that when you slow your brain down, and especially when you use the kind of music that we have in our offers, you're literally taking like 50 different, you know, band players, and you're getting them to all come online together, to all get integrated. And it's literally like you're turning on your whole new self. You're literally moving from separated tasks, tons of lots of noise, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm sure you're feeling this when you're listening to me right now, because your brain is slowing down. It's getting more integrated. Even just by words, you can do it. If you're using your words in a certain rhythm and a certain tempo, all of that creates network integration, which means you're getting more intelligent. You're getting more creative. You're getting more adaptive. So we looked at, like, what were we seeing? And here's what we were seeing recently. People are asking about love, so we're going to keep that going. So you're going to have two things to talk about tonight, Bruce, so pay attention.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll do my best.
We were seeing something really significant. We were seeing that people were talking a lot about, I'm already feeling lost. How am I going to do all of this? How do I manage? How do I break? People are taking and basically freaking out by how much they have to do and change. So I'm going to read you two testimonials, and then I'll tell you about our new offer, and then we'll close it out. Amazing class. That's one. I love those short ones. They always remind me of Bob. Sue, we can't thank you enough. This helped us to slow down, get clear, and feel like we can actually step into the life and projects that we have dreamed of, Jack and Sarah. So this new offering is a little bit different than our other offerings. We pulled it out of the archive. It's called The Liberated, all you have to do is say liberated, Bruce, Liberated yep. Humanitarian. And it was one of our most popular classes. It's four classes.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, hello, peace, hello, time, hello, whole life. And what it's going to do, so if there's anybody, this is how you sort yourself. If you're kind of wondering, how do I break this down? How do I kind of orient myself so I can think of myself as designing my time, my peace, and coming from my wholeness? Who would I be if I were designing my life from that? So it's a way to kind of support yourself. Imagine you had somebody in your, you know, supporting you and coaching you through. It's four classes, so it's like the first week you listen to one class, the second week you listen to the second class, the third week you listen to the next class, and the fourth week, max two classes a week. But it's designed to get you reflecting, slowing down, paying attention to your heart, and who are you going to be? And most people can't even imagine what a liberated humanitarian would be. That's moving into sovereignty. And that's our whole platform. And sovereignty is only arrived at when you slow down and you design from what matters to you most. Not what everybody else is telling you to do, not a lot of stuff coming at you, not you thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to do all this? So Liberated Humanitarians is available. It's four classes instead of two. It's $200. So it's for people that want to, remember we've done this class before and people said, you know, we should have been charging more for it. So it's designed to give you this walkthrough that's going to just slow you down and get you so that you're, it's like a design for your life and how to slow down and really get clear on how you're going to build out your life. Really, really powerful. And then if you want to get into your relationships, we still have the new sovereign relationships. And that's $100. And people are flipping out because all of these classes take Christ's teachings, but they get it so that you get it into your nervous system. So you're going to feel as if you're learning how to slow down and become a new you. And you can't do it. You can't. Please don't beat yourself up. If you've been struggling or you're wondering or you're confused or you don't understand how all this comes together, it's just because you haven't been able to slow down and see, experience, and design the whole picture. So two things. All you have to do is send an email, and you can get both if you want. Send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put liberated humanitarian and or sovereign relationships. Liberated humanitarian is $200. It's four classes, $50 a class. And think of it as investing in something from a person that has walked through this for 35 years, has created intense transformation, has walked through big projects, has been where you're going, and knows how to keep you calm and regulated. This is not a manager. This is a person that has lived through helping people design these exact transitions. So that's number one. Or if you're thinking about your relationships a little deeper and you want to move into, you know, we're all here to create this new thing, better designed lives, better designed relationships. It's a big transition. Let's not kid ourselves. It's a big transition. And so last, and this is your the thing I want you to say, Bruce, if you don't have this, you could be falling into a trap. And what we're trying to avoid is the trap of being overloaded, the trap of being confused about either doing your projects or your relationship. This is going to keep you out of falling into the number one trap, which is being not having access to that true self in you and not being able to feel it, design it, and create it. And that's the reason why we do all of these things, is so that you are liberated. You're not in a trap. You're clear. You know what to do. You're not overloaded. And you can't do that with the way most people are designing their lives. So liberated humanitarian and new sovereign relationship are available, and they're designed to help you, help everyone move into this much more consciously designed, neuroscience-backed, Christ-based life, love, and leadership development. So that's my segment for tonight.
All right. Thank you, Sue. And I'll recap those offerings at the end of my Intel segment. So thank you for that. All right, good deal. All right. Now, Bob, I believe you have good news to report vis-a-vis Myotrol and a new sale tied to Myotrol.
Yep. That's right. I do. Yeah, so we got It's today, Tuesday? The Maya Call came yesterday, which was Monday.
Yeah.
And it's we already have had over 100 people since that time, you know, place their order for it. And now's a good time to do it. We got plenty of it. We have more on the way, so that we're doing everything in our power not to run out again. And
that's right.
So it's really good news. The batch came out really well. Takes quite a lot to get it just right, because once they make gel caps, there's a lot of waste, and they have to sort through all of the hundreds of thousands of gel caps and hand sort them to make sure that they're all okay. Because if you put one bad one in a bottle, it'll ruin the whole bottle. So,
oh, wow. That's
part of what has to happen to get it finished.
Okay.
But we did put it onto a sale where we've been noticing more and more when people use Myotrol together with magnesium, that it tends to potentiate the benefit. And there's a lot of reasons for it, but one of the main ones is that magnesium taken just before bedtime helps prevent muscle wasting. So once people hit the age of right around 35, they start losing muscle. And by the time you get to be 75, you'll have lost about half of your muscle. And you lose most of it, 80% of it, while you're sleeping. But when you take magnesium just before going to bed, you do not lose muscle while you're sleeping. And so the Myotrol gives you the capability to build muscle by expressing all the genes that are involved in that were very active when you were young but have gone dormant as you age. And Myotrol is the first invention with the inventor who figured out how to activate those genes so that you're more like you're 20 years old than 75 years old. And when you do it together with the magnesium, it's even more effective by quite a bit. And so what we did was we said for people to get their Myotrol, you can get magnesium at a discount, a really good discount of 45%. And you would take it about an hour before you go to bed. And there's all these testimonials, Bruce, that we have gotten in from people that are taking magnesium, and they do it before they go to bed. And most of the testimonials are about leg cramps and restless leg. Like this one guy wrote in, this works great, no more restless legs. It smooths everything out and keeps you on an even keel. And then they just keep going on and on. Another one said that it really helps their sleep, and that another person was talking about their blood flow is better, their circulation is better. And we know already that everybody that takes it is going to prevent muscle wasting. And the Myotrol itself also, has this effect that you talked about earlier, Bruce, about getting a new start in life. When we were commenting on the teaching, saying this is the time for a new start. Well, this is something we hear all the time about from people that they've gone through life for 70, 80 years, even more, and they were kind of starting to fade out. But the next thing they know, taking Myotrol, they have a whole new life to live.
Yeah.
And it's a life that you get to live with less restrictions. Because you're older, you might not have as many responsibilities, perhaps for raising a family of small children or other things. A lot of times as people get older, they have saved more money. They're going to start spending their IRA and going on a cruise, starting to do new things. But if they are run down and have no energy and are weak and they can't even leave the cruise ship to go on an excursion, then it's not really quite what they wanted. But with Mitral, it allows you a fresh start, but it's not like, okay, now I have a fresh start as a 75-year-old. You're going to have the capability physically of a 20-year-old. And a lot of times people will have gone through their life and they're looking back and they go, man, I wish I took better care of myself when I was younger. If I had exercised and you know, had eaten properly, I could have been a professional tennis player, right? I was really skilled, but I didn't really take care of myself. Well, now you have a second chance to do that. You can begin to do different types of exercise, and you'll have all the energy you need to do it, and you really will be able to design and create a second life. And I'll read a couple testimonials in this regard, Bruce. There are a lot of little things I have seen as momentum change. For example, the teardrop trailer has been sitting around our house for years. I would wash it up because my wife wanted to sell it. If we're not on the, but we're not on the same page, so it sits there for another few years. But now I'm anxious, but and not needing any encouragement to wash it up for the sale. And now she's anxious to sell it too. I'm cleaning up junk that's been laying around as well. I thought my only thing now was to mow our 1.45 acres. I enjoy that very much. And I'm doing other things she wanted. And I used to wait until she asked, and I would dredge through the task. Now I'm asking her if she'd like me to do anything, and I think she's in shock. Most of the time she comes, I'm 75, and leaving it up to my Lord how much longer I can enjoy my continuous tasks that he gives me. Did I mention my wife and I are on separate sleeping schedules, and I find myself meditating most mornings, and as well, it just say much earlier than 4 a.m. that was introduced to me my first morning in the Marine Corps. Thank the Lord for introducing this product through Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And he says, conclusion. And then he says, conclusion, that my Lord has shared with me, your attitude started changing when I found you lost 30 years ago, but your attitude in love for your wife has started to grow faster, not only physically, but spiritually, down the path I made for you. I'm sure it is all Jesus who is in me, along with that Mitral I ingest as well.
Amen.
That's his testimonial.
Hey, Bob, that's interesting. Cool. It's like your attitude affects your altitude. Remember that? And be careful what you wish for, brother, because you've got that honeydew list moving on pretty well.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. And you know, this is really good that he's actually getting ahead of the game now. And next thing you know, he'll be teeing it up, Bob, you know.
Any woman that is listening to that testimonial is going to be wanting to get Mitral for their husband.
For her husband, exactly.
Yeah. So listen to this, speaking of teeing it up. This a lady writes in about her husband. He turned 70 in January. Since taking the Myotrol, he's retired, but now he got a part-time job on the golf course.
There you go.
And then he came back, and you might remember this, Bruce. He came back up, meaning, I guess, after he was working, he came and gave his time to play some music for the guests in the pub. He had energy to do that. His energy level has increased immensely since taking Myotrol. He highly recommends Boomers Forever Young. Yeah, so here's a guy that was sitting around with no energy. Now he's gone. Now he went and got a job and volunteers to play music at nighttime in the pub. And so,
that could be the almost the ideal setting. Okay, he's working as a marshal part time around the golf course, moving everybody through, making sure everybody's playing at the right time frame, and then in the evening. He's playing music in the pub. I mean, this is a good life. This is good.
And we have hundreds of testimonials like this, Bruce, with people taking Myotrol. And this is the thing. So I watch videos and read papers about immortality and anti-aging and energy. And there's this universal topic that all the top research scientists in the world talk about, and they're all saying that the single biggest thing about aging that they wish there was a fix for is muscle loss. And essentially, people are dying at the rate they're losing muscle. And so this is the first invention that has the capacity to reverse that. And so it's very interesting to watch, and I probably watch about 2 hours of research videos every day on what's going on in the scientific world in regard to health and wellness and aging. And it's just so cool to be able to see all these testimonials because, you go back to when Myotrol first came out, there was nothing at all on the market that could do this. You know, you're not going to get a recovery like this by drinking a geriatric milkshake from the shelf at the grocery store. Okay? It's not going to do that. It's not going to have this effect. And so, but now we have it. And to be able to watch in real time all these inventions and see how excited people get when there's the littlest breakthrough in the world of health and wellness. And here we have a massive, massive breakthrough on the most important thing in regard to aging, as is touted by these research scientists. Now, I believe that equally important to it is the issue of inflammation and also stress management. And the good news is that we've had the fix for inflammation for 15 years when we first started putting Boomer Boost and Barley together. And we found that people's inflammation, as you know, Bruce, was going down by 10 times, sometimes even 30 times, sometimes 50 times it was going down. And so we already know that huge issue of oxidative damage, oxidative stress can be mitigated. But then it was 13 years later, before a scientific breakthrough that allowed us to reverse muscle loss. And so now we have both. You have the biological aspects, the inflammation and the muscle loss. We have a fix for both of those. That's absolute, right? It's not like, well, it works a little bit. your inflammation goes down below 0.5 and you can gain muscle weight, gain energy, and have more neurogenesis and neuroplasticity right now here in 2026. And
that's right.
For the whole aspects that, you know, Sue teaches about in regard to the spirituality of mindset and really, you know, altering your belief systems and allowing new energy into your life that is going to make you more coherent, right? So you have issues of coherence in your brain itself, where your brain's supposed to be vibrating at a particular level in this particular area, and it's supposed to be vibrating in another wavelength in another part of your brain, and on and on and on. And if one or two of those areas is off and it's not vibrating correctly, then your brain is not in coherence, right? But with these classes that Sue teaches, that's actually what's happening, plus a lot more, is it's creating coherence in your brain. But not only that, you have all different aspects of your body that have similar connections and vibrations that match your brain, and particularly your heart muscle has its own neurons in it, and your brain and heart have to be in coherence. And so this is a huge part of health and wellness and anti-aging, because without that coherence, you're going to be under stress. And under stress, you're going to age faster. And so, and you're not going to be as healthy as you age. And so this is why I think, Bruce, that you know, it's so important to listen to the teachings, engage with Sue, engage with Myotrol and barley and Boomer Boost and magnesium, because the biggest issues in life can actually be addressed right here on the Big Call.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Bob, I've got
fantastic, Bob,
a point I'd like to make right now about the sale that we have on the magnesium with zinc is 45% off, which puts it under $20. And it's tied to when they buy a bottle of Myotrol. Bob, how is it tied in the sale?
Yeah, so when you get your Myotrol, just add the magnesium to the cart and it'll take the discount for you.
45 off? Okay.
Yep.
So once you buy it, Myotrol, now is it a one for one thing? Like you bought two,
yeah,
Myotrol and you bought two magnesium with zinc, you'd get 45 off each of the magnesium. It's not a
That's
sale
correct.
On Myotrol. This is not discounted
no.
Myotrol. This is getting magnesium and zinc as a supplement for 45% off, which would put it under $20 a bottle when you do it. It's a great idea. Now, all right, that's question one. Number two, Bob, is it okay then to take your magnesium and zinc at night before going to sleep, as well as your good night formula?
Yeah, that's exactly what I do at nighttime.
Okay. That way,
make
an hour before you expect to fall asleep, you know, let's say your bedtime is at 10, but you really want to fall asleep at 11, you would take it at 10 o'clock along with your good night formula, which will kick in about an hour for a lot of people, sometimes sooner. Yeah, right? Well, that's a great idea. That's a great sale. I appreciate that. That's excellent. Let's see, what else? Let's figure out how to get to Bob's website. When you go to bigcalluniverse.com, that's my site, the banner at the top says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So when you click on it, boom, you're right into the Boomers website, and you can look at the full all products menu, and the drop-down on sale will probably have the the Myotrol with the magnesium and zinc as sort of a, I don't know if that's a combo or whether it just mentions that it's 45% off. So go ahead, take advantage of that. And then the other thing is, if you have a question, then you can call customer support at 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. All right. That's really good, Bob. I think that's a cool little sale. And, you know, I'm going to say grab the Myotrol. I ordered two bottles yesterday because I had one, but it was being used, so I didn't have any backup. So I'm glad this came in when it did, and now I'm going to have a little backup. And then we should be covered for a little while when we get another shipment in. But that's really good, Bob. I think I've covered what you had to say. I really appreciate it. I think it's so good that we've got, you know, the Boomer Boost in barley, and the barley is where the superoxide dismutase is in. So that's going to help build your immune system and reduce your inflammation, your C-reactive protein, which mine was down to less than 0.1%. Any less than that, they couldn't measure it below that. So that's the number I've been at for years now with the barley, Gladiator barley. And the Gladiator barley is a really good one if you want to try to build some muscle. That's the one that you would want. If you got all the muscle in the world and you don't want to add muscle, then that's where your heirloom barley would come in. But they both have SOD, the superoxide dismutase, in there. Well, I think that's great. And I love the idea of Myotrol building muscle. But the Myotrol, Bob, you don't want to take that at night. You could take that in the morning, right?
Yeah, it's better because it's designed to give you energy as well as build muscle and to make your brain power more. So you want your brain to be winding down at nighttime.
At night, right, got it. Okay, that's good. So keep that, keep the Myotrol in your morning regimen and then take the magnesium with zinc along with your good night formula at night before bed. Very good, Bob. Excellent. All right. Thank you so much. Bob, were you able to get all automated shipments out, the people that want to get their, I can't even think of the name of it. What's the name of it, Bob?
Myotrol?
You know, where they set it and forget it at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month,
The subscription program.
Subscription program, yep, get that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Are those going out still for the first of the month?
Those are going out.
Thank you. That's great. Well, you know, we've been waiting a little while to get this back in. Now it's back in, and time to take advantage of the Myotrol. Good stuff. All right, let's go ahead and get into the intel portion of what we have. Now, it's a little bit patchy, because we've got a few pieces here that we'll try to put together into a little mini timeline, okay? Because some things have come in that are very interesting and very good, and we'll try to patch it together. The first thing is that we had been told a few days ago, I think it was Sunday, that we had notifications for Tier 4B coming either Wednesday or Thursday. Now, when they do that, usually I defer to the second day, Thursday. Seems to be in play still, even though today's Tuesday. That's 2 days away. Could we get notified and get started setting appointments? Okay, Thursday is the 4th. Now, we have also heard that we would get med beds out available. And obviously the first people to go into the med bed that are non-military are us in Tier 4B who have dire need and ZIM. Dire need and ZIM puts you at the top of the list. And so that's what they're going to find out when you go into the Redemption Center and exchange your currency and redeem your ZIM. Now, the timing for that, as I heard of it today, was 6th, 7th, and 8th, which would be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or let's say the weekend, to start using the med beds. And that's based on, you know, that's based on information that came from a good, very good source that we hope will hold up. And, you know, we have the first shot at it. We've got the first crack at it. This is before the public would start, whenever that is, right? We don't know when that is, but we are considered sovereigns, and they want us to go, especially if we have dire need, and we're a ZIM holder, we're considered a sovereign. If we're a ZIM holder, they're calling us sovereigns. So that's really good news. So those are right around the corner for us. Now, as far as the tariff dividend payments that are supposed to come out direct deposit for people 60 and older to their bank accounts as a direct deposit, and everybody less than 60 is supposed to get it as a snail mail check in the mail, in the snail mail. Now, that would be people less than 60. And it would start, all right, here's the tricky part. If you went to college and you graduated, let's say, at 21 years old or 22, but you've got 1 year of workplace experience. So if you've been on the job for a year, you would be entitled at that age, having graduated, let's say you graduated, and I don't know what to say if you didn't go to college. I don't know. But I'm just saying if you went to school and you graduated 21, let's say, or 22, and you got 1 year of workplace experience in, you would also be entitled to these tariff dividend checks, because you're not old enough to get it by direct deposit, but you'd get it by snail mail check. Now, you must be a natural U.S. citizen. In other words, you were born in the United States, not like a past president that we had that wasn't born here. That's another story for another time. But this is good news for everybody, and it's supposed to be between $2,000 and $3,000. $2,000 and $3,000. That's for the United States of America, U.S. citizens, natural citizens born here. And we believe it is not just a one-time shot. It could be monthly it could be monthly for a year. We're not quite sure on that part of it. But it's supposed to be somewhere. I'll get there, Sue. It's supposed to be somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000, but it could be in between, it could be two, could be three, maybe it's somewhere in between that number. And it's supposed to start, well, let's put it this way. The monies were in the pipeline over the weekend. And we should get it. I believe it will happen in concert with us getting notifications and starting to set our exchanges. So it could be any day now that we start to see those as direct deposits. I would start looking for it tomorrow or Thursday. And once we get our 800 numbers, if they happen tomorrow or Thursday, that I think they're going to try to make that happen about the same time. Why? Why is it? Because when, as Sue says, when everyone has money, and this is admittedly not, you know, RV money, but this is money between $2,000 and $3,000, everybody's going to have some money. And so I believe it's almost cover for us that are exchanging and will become sovereigns, especially because of the ZIM. It could coincide with it. And the people I talk to seem to agree that would be the case, that we would get this. In other words, I personally believe nothing comes to us in the way of Nasara or anything until we get notified with 800 numbers. At that point, everything could change and should change. All right, now I've got two mini timelines to give you. One, and they both refer to the emergency broadcast system. The first timeline that I believe is very solid is the 10-day period between June 24th and July 4th. That 10-day period, I believe, is when the disclosure of things will come out on the emergency broadcast system that would culminate with July 4th and that massive celebration that we plan to have for our 250th year anniversary of the restored republic, or of the republic. Now, there's another concept that has also been brought out that would be taking us from approximately the weekend and bringing out the EBS, which could be the start. I don't know if it's the beginnings, the first fruits of Nasara, and it could be that is also a time for the EBS. So I've got two different timelines really here. I've got the one that starts on the 24th of June that goes all the way to July 4th, that 10-day period. And no, it's not 10 days of darkness. It would essentially be 10 days of light because it's 10 days of exposure to what has been going on in our lives. And it's really amazing. So you've got that, and then you've got the possibility of something happening which would give us cover to go for our exchanges somewhere around the weekend. So those two are not quite congruent. I'd like to see if we could merge that somehow and see what that looks like. But right now I don't have a way to merge those two. The other thing is, let's go to Iraq for a minute. Iraq, remember, has their new Prime Minister, Ali al-Zubaydi, and we've got the Iranian influence that has been in the Iraqi banking system completely, finally removed, and that's a really good thing. So that is no longer an issue, and I think that everything is moving forward, at least as far as Iraq is concerned. I wish I could say the same thing for Iran, because Iran is still not quite coming to the party, even though supposedly there is positive activity going on behind the scenes with our people trying to come up with a true peace accord with Iran. But I know, for example, today there was a tanker that was intercepted by CENTCOM. I don't know if this was in the Arabian Sea somewhere, trying to deliver oil to Iran under a Botswana flag, and it was intercepted and stopped in its tracks, if you will. by our special central command. Well, that's good news. I don't know if we're going to see that issue resolved for a little while. I know we want to see it resolved without blowing Iran to smithereens, but we're just going to have to see what actually happens. President Trump is very patient, but remember what my geometry teacher had written on the board. He said, beware the fury of a patient man. And we've already had the mission Epic Fury launched, which was very successful. So we'll have to see how that one goes. We'll just have to see how that plays out. But I think we are looking good for the month of June, beginning with any day now for notifications and to get the first fruits getting out to everybody that's, 21 or 2 and older, and maybe younger if you didn't go to college, but you've got a year worth of work experience under your belt, then you should be able to qualify for that $2,000 to $3,000 tariff dividend. As a check in the snail mail, or if you're 60 years and older, you would get it by direct deposit. So anyway, that's good. Beyond that, I just think we're at a precipice. We've got things planned for this 4th of July, but I think it's really interesting that we've got President Trump, and I'm sure Dr. Scott Bessent will also speak along with other people, prior to July 4th. Because I think somebody's going to bring out, sounds like we're supposed to have Nasara rolled out to us before, meaning the concept, the precepts of it, rolled out in that 10-day period of the 24th of June to July 4th. Now, I'm hearing that the actual debt jubilee or debt forgiveness of mortgages and that kind of thing would occur starting July 5th. After the 4th. So we'll have to see how all that plays out. Obviously, we're not talking about the RV then. We're talking about getting that probably between now and the weekend is what we're looking at. That's what our top guys are telling us. So we'll see how that shakes out. But in the meantime, which is where we are, this is the best time to take advantage of Sue's two offerings. One is a four-class series, and it's known as Liberated. This is how we're going to know it and put it in the subject line, is Liberated. It's $200. If you have PayPal, whether you do or don't, let her know whether you have it or not in the email, along with your name and cell phone number. So in case she needs to contact you by text, she could do that. Most likely she will only contact you by email. But this is a series that is, by popular demand, a four-class series that has each class has the music and a meditation for you along with the content. So be sure to grab that as a possible option for you. The other option is relationships. It's about relationships, new sovereign relationships, NSR, new sovereign relationships, and that's $100. And that is in this case two classes. Both of these you would get as audio downloads that you would click on and then listen to at your own timing. So what you want to do is indicate to Sue, send her an email, the address, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And if you can't spell integrated by the time the big call is off, Just look it up. INTEGRATED, integrated, minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Now let her know if you want one or the other or both. And you can do it in the subject line if you want. Just put the first one would be Liberated. That's the one. So I'm going to call it Liberated 200. And if you want both, you'd put a plus sign or just spell out plus, P-L-U-S, plus Relationships 100 equals 300 total for both. Or you could get one or the other, or if you want, go ahead and get both. But let her know, and let her know if you have PayPal or not, and that you are good to go. And if you don't have PayPal, she'll invoice you separately. So watch your emails. Watch your emails, okay? Be sure to do that. There's one other thing I was going to mention, and I think I'm going to bring that up now. As soon as I can reconstruct it in my mind, what it was. Oh, yeah. There's a show on on HGTV that I was clued in on, and thank you for that, tonight. And I caught over half of it, and it's about rebuilding Maui. And what's cool is the particular episode tonight had a couple that's involved in rebuilding a home for some people over in Lahaina. And, you know, we know what happened over there over 2 years ago with the fires that were set by the deep state, by the way, just like the Palisades in California, and probably six or seven of those other fires that were created. And so, and I say created because they used a Dew energy weapon. They used a Dew weapon to set those. And yeah, I felt terrible when we heard about Lahaina. Well, some rebuilding efforts are underway at Lahaina. And the family that's going to get this new house, which looks very nice, looks beautiful, they tied in with a nonprofit to build out the house, the interior, everything but inside furnishings. And so that's where the show couple is going to take care of that. So it's great news, but we just need more of that. And maybe that's something for part of Rebuild America that we can get involved in. So I wanted you guys to be aware of that show. It aired tonight at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern on HGTV. So look it up, and you can probably get it as it's on demand. I'm sure you could get it on demand. It's an ongoing series, evidently, and I don't know if it was strictly Hawaii or if it was just about Maui, but tonight's was about Lahaina in Maui. And here's your Hawaiian lesson for tonight. Maui no ka oi, Maui no ka oi, meaning Maui's the best. Mahalo nui loa. Mahalo nui loa. Thank you very much. Mahalo nui loa. And then the last one is Kapalua. Kapalua is up on North Maui, the north coast of Maui, and it means arms embracing the sea. Very picturesque, arms embracing the sea. Kapalua. That's your Hawaiian language lesson for tonight. So, I hope you're happy. My mom used to say, I hope you're happy. And she said it in that tone, I hope you're happy. I said, yeah, I'm actually quite happy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, don't get me started on that. Sue and I could go on and on for that. So, let's do this, you guys. Let's look forward to, in my opinion, Thursday. We'll have a call Thursday night. Let's see where we are. Let's see where we are. Let's see if anything's come through in the way of these tariff dividends or not. And let's see if we have numbers. You know, when we get these toll-free numbers, these 800 numbers, we're over halfway there. We're beyond halfway. All we need to do is set an appointment, go for exchange. Boom. Then we got the opportunity to get into the med beds quickly. I like the fact that the med beds are supposed to be available on the 6th, 7th, and 8th, or 6th, 7th, or 8th. So that would be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, if my calendar in my head is correct. Okay? So let's pray the call out. But before we do, let's thank Sue for tremendous work tonight. I love the teaching and your segment. And thank you, Bob, for this great opportunity to pick up Myotrol and as well pick up a magnesium with zinc at 45% off for the magnesium and zinc. Nothing off on the Myotrol, just the bag of zinc, minus 45%, which puts it under $20, which is a great buy. And thank you, Doug. Thank you, GCK, for all your technical support and work. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Where are you? Thank you, Jeannie. Always good. And thanks, everybody in Big Call Universe, for listening to the Big Call for 15-plus years now. And thank you, satellite team, our SAT team, for getting the signal out by satellite to what has been up to 200 countries. And I hope we're still getting the call into Iran. I hope so. And we just need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for the peace of Iran as well. All right, so everybody, let's pray the call out. Heavenly Father, thank you for the call, the big call. Thank you for the Blessed Ideas group that the big call is named for. Thank you for all of the people that helped to make this call a reality. And most of all, thank you for Big Call Universe, the listeners out there all over the world that are hearing me as I say this in their own language, 3 seconds after I speak it in English. So thank you for everything that's going on in Maui. Thank you for President Trump, his cabinet, and everyone else that's helping to move this country along in the right direction. And thank you for the 250th anniversary of the founding of our country. And thank you for the blessing that is on its way now and the money that's in the pipeline ready to go to us. Thank you for it. Thank you for our projects and everything we're going to do to make these things a reality. And we thank you for all that you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great night, and we will talk to you Thursday night. God bless you.